Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's taken me 13 years and 414 million people have got there before me. But last week, I finally sat down to compose my summary for the networking site LinkedIn. The beauty of being such a late adopter is all you have to do is find one person who's mastered this practically impossible form of composition and crib them. My first stop was the summary written by a woman who I hope will soon be the most important in the world. Hillary Clinton's effort goes like this. Wife, mother, grandmother, woman and kids advocate, FLOTUS, senator, secretary of state, dog person, hair icon, pantsuit aficionado, 2016 presidential candidate. Is this a spoof? Can the former First Lady really think her role as a grandmother, of which on my estimates there are 35 million in the US alone, is more interesting to LinkedIn members than her shot at the White House? And as for the dogs and trouser suits, I can see she's trying to seem humorous, but it doesn't work. I shan't be copying Mrs. Clinton, but she's taught me my first two lessons. No jokes, and stick to the point. Next, I tried Reid Hoffman. As he founded LinkedIn, he really ought to know how to do it. His summary begins, "All aspects of consumer internet and software focuses on product development, innovation, business strategy and finance, but includes general management, operations, business development, talent management and marketing." He lost me after a dozen words, but at least gave me lesson three, don't be boring. After that, I hopped from one profile to another and discovered that no one has a clue how to write one. Some summaries are maximalist, others minimalist. There is Arianna Huffington, padding out an already long one with an entire paragraph listing every TV show she's ever gone on, from Charlie Rose to The O'Reilly Factor. There's another lesson here. Don't be self-indulgent. Bill Gates, on the other hand, keeps his short. Co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Chairman, Microsoft Corporation. Voracious reader, avid traveller, active blogger. He teaches lesson five. You're only allowed to mention your hobbies if, like Mr. Gates, you've made them your life. Not only is there no agreement on length, nor is there any on something even more basic. First person or third? Almost all grand business figures go for third, pasting in their official bios. Jack Welch is one of the world's most respected and celebrated CEOs, known for his unmatched track record of success, enormous love of people, fierce passion for winning, and unbridled desire to change the world for the better. From the former head of GE, I extract lessons six and seven. The third person is too stiff for a social networking site. And bragging like this is not just flagrant, it's borderline fraudulent. Unmatched record, enormous love of people, says who? David Cameron, by contrast, goes for the first person. I became Prime Minister after the general election in May 2010. He begins, simply enough, ending, I am married to Samantha and we have three young children, Nancy, Elwyn and Florence. This establishes Rule 8, which says you can only refer to your family on LinkedIn if you're the Prime Minister, in which case your luckless wife and children are part of the package. Otherwise, leave them out. All these famous people have it easy, as we know who they are already, while the rest of us have to try to stand out. Stephen Birder, an unknown consultant, became the most connected man on the site in 2013 on the basis of a summary that said, I move mountains. One day I'll take over the world. Nothing is impossible for me. This leads me to Rule 9. A lot of people on LinkedIn must be twits. The only thing I'm sure about is the headline. I'm simply going to use my title at the FT. To anyone who thinks that's too dull, I direct them to the horror composed by a senior banker at Lloyd's. Shaper planter with strong adaptive dealer behaviours. As for the rest of it, I'm still chewing my pencil. But that might be because I don't really know what the site is for. Some people use it to find jobs, others use it to connect, but some don't even do that. Michael Dell ends his official third-person summary with the first-person plea, "Please do not request a contact with me unless we know each other and have worked together." For him, the site isn't for connecting, but for one-upmanship. In that case, there's a better way of doing it, to steer clear. Declining to be on LinkedIn is a position occupied by the Queen, the Governor of the Bank of England, Philip Green, Warren Buffett, the Pope, the editor of the Financial Times, and by a man I sincerely hope will not shortly become the most important in the world, Donald Trump.